Welcome to the Wine Vault. On tonight's episode, Rob, Scott, and Becky have a terrifying trio of wines as they drink Kokanen Red Blend. Save me San Francisco's Drops of Jupiter Red Blend and a Conga Red Wine. So sit back, relax, and enjoy tonight's Wine Vault. Hello everyone, it's Rob the Wine Guy. Before we start the show, I want to explain one error that was made throughout the show tonight. When I prepared everything, I put all the wines in sealed paper bags. However, I did not look too closely at those wines that I was putting in the bags. And by mistake, we are referring to a wine as Kokanen Red Wine, when in fact Scott had bought Kokoban Red Wine. What the fuck is Kokoban and why did Scott buy it? Who knows? But nevertheless, enjoy tonight's show. Welcome to the Wine Vault. It is I, Rob the Wine Guy. And tonight, I am joined by Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver.
It's so good to be here.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
That's good.
I'm positively positive.
Well, I'm also joined by the Triple B.
Good evening.
On tonight's show, folks, we have not done this for quite some time because we aren't masochists. I don't suffer from depression, I don't believe. Scott has a positive mindset, perhaps foolishly, and Becky just won't have it. But on tonight, we have trashy wines, mystery trashy wines, mystery in many, many facets. First of all, you hadn't heard of most of these wineries, and if you have, you should never, ever, ever tell anybody.
Yeah, don't admit to that.
No. Second, we don't really know what's the red blend. It's a mystery red blend. We really don't know what the grapes are because nobody will talk about it. Lastly, to make it a true mystery, and we have three wines, as I said, I have them all hermetically sealed in paper bags wrapped up with tape.
With painter's tape.
Hermetically sealed. Yes, that's right. Hysterical.
So okay. We don't know which one we're drinking. Now, I wrapped them all up, taped them all up, and they all look about the same, wouldn't you say, Scott?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had Scott shuffle them around and then number them. So I have no idea which one it is. I'm not going to handle the bottles just in case. I'm sure I won't need to get a refill. So I don't know what it is. Becky doesn't know what it is. And Scott doesn't know what it is. The idea is we're going to try to figure out which one of these wines we're drinking each time. We're also going to give it a numerical score. Now, the wines in question. The first one is
Hold on, Scott. Sure. If you had known this was going to be the episode, would you have left your house?
Oh, yeah. Actually, he texted me a picture of this, and I knew something was going on.
I threatened it last week.
Oh, you did?
After the great Bulgarian incident. We'll just call it that. And so I've made good on my threats. The first wine in the trio, whether it be one, two, or three, we don't know. This is a wine from California, and it's by the Save Me San Francisco Wine Company. They're a nonprofit because they don't make any money. And this is their Drops of Jupiter Red Blend. I know you say, what? I've seen that on discount. Yes, you have, because then we'll pay full price.
It's also a train song?
Train song, yes. Yes. That's a good point. Are they in intertwined in any way?
They have to be to use Drops of Jupiter.
Well, it's a Gucci song, so maybe it doesn't matter.
No, I don't think a song could cause you to not be able to label a bottle of wine or write a movie.
To the band of Train, you should sue Save Me Wine Company. Save Me San Francisco Wine Company. But this is their Drops of Jupiter, which is a red blend. Maybe Petite Sirah? Probably. Fruit Forward? Definitely.
Yeah, it's Petite Sirah based. Mm-hmm. They told us that. I saw it on the internets. Mm-hmm.
The next one is from a winery that we have had on the show before, and we know that they blow. They have wines that are cheap, that are grocery store only. That's one of these, by the way. And they have wines that cost $75 that you'd be a frickin' crack addict to buy. But that's okay.
So you all... You didn't do very good research. The wine group...
I didn't look at it very closely.
...has launched a new brand from winemaker James Foster and Pat Monahan, lead singer of the band Train. Drops of Jupiter includes a Cabernet Sauvignon from Southeast Australia, a Pinot Noir from California's San Benito, and a Sauvignon Blanc from Marlboro.
That's none of these.
Well, this is something else, then, I guess. But it is affiliated.
Affiliated. Adjacent. Mm-hmm. Who cares? This existed probably before the Bayon Touraine. The next one.
It's a partnership, Rob. That's what I just said.
I'm just saying this wine's probably been on the shelf so long that it existed before the Bayon Touraine. That's what I'm saying.
Then why would they have named it Drops of Jupiter?
Because it's a catchy name.
That's their main song.
Look.
You think?
Do you know that song?
I know that song. And I know that I don't always sing, but I'm always melodic. So.
You think that's their best song?
I think it's their most popular song.
It probably is their most popular
or
song.
Or Hey Soul Sister, either of that
one.
Yeah,
I got to go with that one.
Great.
Do you know either of those, Rob?
Hey, Soul Sister.
Da, do you know Drops of Jupiter?
Yeah. You don't have to get us. Yeah, that's great. The next one is worse than that one. It's Concannon. That's a winery out in California. They have a grocery store label. That's what this is. It's their red blend, and it's ass. Moving on. The last one. Oh, it's the grandest one. I've threatened this many times. And tonight it's no more a threat because we'll just sip it once, throw up, and be done with it. It is, in fact, the $3.99 a bottle Akanga red wine blend from Chile. Akanga. And by the way, save me San Francisco Drops of Jupiter. I believe it's $7.99 of your money. The Concannon is $6.99 of your money. And as I said, Akanga is $3.99. Three wines, three mysteries, all in bags, which is the way they belong.
Well.
And we're going to figure out which one is which and die or die trying.
What?
Or die
I
not
think we
trying.
Should give each of these a numerical score of and course. Rank them 1, 2, 3.
Well, yeah, but the numerical scores will do that, but we can do that too if you want to.
Like a gold medal contest.
Well, yeah, we can do that. Gold, silver, and bronze. That's fine.
And you know how they give out like all those gold stickers from like all those stupid award shows wine? This could be the Wine Vault gold, silver, and bronze.
Oh, that's a good... I like that. It's the Wine Vault mystery red wine...
sticker.
Yeah, it looks like one of those poison control stickers, and you just put it on all the bottles.
So Concannon, on their it's concannonvineyard.com. It's interesting.
They're
very proud of their wines.
This one.
When you click on their site and you click on the little menu to find the different things, our story, visit, shop.
Yeah.
On wines. They don't list their wines.
No.
They don't want you to know what they
have. You have to go to shop. But you can't ship to Ohio. Thank you, Ohio, for that, by the way. So, folks, we're going to take a break and be right back with wine number one here on the Wine Vault.
Hey, everybody. It's Rob the Wine Guy. Do you love the Wine Vault? Do you want the world to know about the Wine Vault? Well, do you know the best way to do that? By giving us a review wherever you get your podcasts. Whether that be on iTunes or Stitcher or TuneIn or Spreaker or Podbean or some other app I've never heard of but probably gave your phone a virus when you downloaded it. So take that time. Give us that review. Give us your thoughts and feedback. That way, everyone will know to listen to, enjoy, and join us on the Wine Vault. And we'll be right back.
And wine number one, folks. There's not much to say about it because we don't know which one it is. But in the glass.
We're not excited.
No. It is suspiciously dark. Is that natural? Probably not. Maybe it's natural. It's definitely Maybelline.
So we've got what we think are two wines that are based on Petit Sirah, and then the Akanga is based on Malbec and Cab Sauvignon.
I think it's actually the blood of bats.
Argentinian bats?
That's from Chile.
That they brought into Chile specifically for making Akanga wine.
Yes. Yes.
It's poor Argentinian bats.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It is like...
They sourced the bats.
Almost black.
It is.
You know, housing bats on your property is a big deal now. You know, you see that, the bat houses.
I thought about getting one on the back of our barn.
So I think you need to get more than one, I think, for some reason. Like in groups of four or five. Oh. I'm not sure why.
I don't know.
But bugs.
Yeah.
The bats will eat your bugs.
Yep. We don't have tons of bugs, but like mosquitoes.
Yeah.
So they're great for the environment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine how terrified Bo would be if we had bat houses?
Mm-hmm. Somehow he'd probably be best friends with them.
He's terrified of my truck. Especially when you beep the horn at him, he hates it. He was growling at it. It intimidates him because it's big. You know?
I know. We really don't want to talk about these wines or drink these wines.
I know. Mm-mm.
So would you be honest then that this three mystery wines, you're doing this to punish a specific person?
No, you bought most of these, so
I wanted to ask, but didn't want to put anyone on the spot. Who bought them?
Scott.
I bought the
And the Kokana.
And the Kokana.
I bought Okanga.
Where?
At Kroger. Did you know that the Okanga's vintage is 2020? Just in case, and I bought it in 2020. And no, I didn't. I think I bought it this year, but it's
fresh. That's our first 2020 on the show, I think.
Yeah, it's fresh off the boat. Yeah.
The wine number one that we're drinking, yes. It just smells like sugar to me. Like, not sweet, like, not sweet berry. It just smells like sugar. It smells like almost like a Kool-Aid sugar smell to me.
Well, it smells more like a Pop-Tartish jam to it.
Like I said, sugar.
There's sugar there. Frosted, definitely. I'm not saying it's unfrosted.
Pick a sugary product. Kool-Aid.
There's a pixie stick kind of aroma to it.
Not just Pop-Tarts, but like off-brand Save-A-Lot.
Yeah, but people that like Jamie's sweet stuff, they'd be like, oh, that's a tasty nose. It smells so tasty.
There's something else in there, too, like maybe tar.
Tar?
In the back. But I don't know if it's actually tar something, or if something, it's like something wrong with the
black wine. Licorice. There's a little black licorice there.
But the tar thing, like... Yeah, recently I blacktopped my driveway, and it reminds me of that.
It's in there, in the back.
We'll say it's a slightly chemical note.
That's fair.
In a different wine, you might be like, oh, that's an interesting note from the terroir. But this, I'm like, I think that they maybe like left it open when they fermented it, and it's like spoiled or something.
I smell the blacktop of the parking lot where they made the wine in the factory.
Like that. What's the place, Samuel, whatever, where they do...
Samuel Robert Winery.
Yeah, where they have the dirt bike track.
I smell the urinal cake from the toilet in the factory where they make the winery.
Are we ready to taste it?
Mm-hmm, yes.
At sugar and tar nose.
There's a Jack in the Box. It's across the street from the factory where they make the wine. I smell the hamburgers and the wine.
This tastes 5,000 times better than what I expected. I can't even like tell you about it. It just tastes so much better than what I expected it to. Oh. I think my standards were way too, what I was expecting it to be was way too low. The finish is horrendous, but it is a lot. It's so much better than what I thought it was sour. Going to be. Oh. Yeah, it is sour.
It's like falling off a bicycle when you've been pedaling really, really fast. You feel so good about your abilities. Then all of a sudden, whoops, I suck. And you're just face playing. Oh,
spokes and your wheels break off.
Maybe not in the gravel, but it still hurts. So,
I don't even know how to describe anything about it. I mean, it's not really that flavorful.
No. It's like, I think I rolled on this hill for fun as a kid. Then you realize the hill was a little bit higher and longer than you really anticipated. And, you know, there's rocks and shit on that hill. So it didn't turn out to be the kind of fun afternoon that you thought it would be.
I would maybe say right before the finish, there's some tannins, maybe.
There's tannin.
It's... okay.
Cobwebs, maybe.
So it's so sour. You can't even tell. Is it a bad oaking sour? Is it just... tremendous amount of acidity sour.
Well, the fruit on the front palate isn't terrible.
No,
it's actually slightly a nice Jamie blackberry, slightly chalky, It's just as it starts tumbling away into the abyss of hell. The finish.
I would not say the abyss of hell. We have had much worse but wine it's, on this show.
You like this?
I didn't say I like it. I just said it exceeded my very, very low expectations.
Fair.
Well, okay. Well, your low expectations, I'm sure, will be met tonight. I mean, we'll fight. We'll satisfy.
The tannins are a nice surprise. It's not an overpowering, awful taste like we have had before.
That's like saying the person that's going to...
I am getting a headache.
...that's going to cut your head off with a hatchet had really nice cologne on. It's a nice surprise that they smelled nice, but they're still killing you.
No, this isn't in the worst 20 wines I've had on this show.
But once again, that's the dude that's the hatchet murderer with the nice cologne. I mean, we've had several bad ones.
We've done a lot of bad ones.
Yeah, I was just,
is
you know.
I don't know that the finish is bad oak ink. It doesn't taste like oak to me.
I'm not sure either. I mean, there might be a little tinge there, but I don't think that this has a lot of barrel aging, if you get my drift. It's not overpowering. It just is bad in the sense that it turns sour and... Then that's a characteristic of oak, though. You're not going to find... What, we were talking about terroir?
Yeah.
Maybe it was just... Maybe they have some slightly old celery that they blend in there, because it has a bit of a celery stocky vegetal finish.
Oh, there is a vegetal thing.
Mm-hmm.
An unusual vegetal thing, because it's not that green pepper. It's like you said...
Celery-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's your thing, folks...
It does have... Actually, you just have to find it behind the horrendous sour.
You know what, though? It's better than Robert Bialy Party Lines. It is. It's just a better drinky wine than that. If this is the thing.
There is some robust savory fruit there.
If you were having ribs, and really saucy ribs, and you couldn't tell... I suppose you could drink this. I don't know why you would do that, but you could, because we know the price ranges of these exist. There's still better things for a buck more.
If you went to your local wing purveyor,
yeah,
and you bought the
spicy wings,
hot sauce wing.
Yeah, you're not going to taste that shit anyway.
The one that you have to sign the warning off if you're going to eat them, right? Yeah. So you don't sue them.
Yeah.
This would be perfect pairing for that.
Yeah. I mean, if you'd scalded your mouth with hot water ahead of time.
If you
it's fine.
Were like being tortured and you survived the treatment where they poured hot oil down your throat, this would be perfect.
I don't think that's a treatment. It's just they kill you when they do that. Right?
Well, but you survived.
What are you? Jesus.
You're tough.
You are a tough bastard.
Consider it's a Sylvester Stallone movie.
Oh, okay.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
No, he doesn't really do torture in his movies.
Why not?
I don't know.
He's just wholesome.
He is wholesome.
I think it's that he wants to run for political offense later in his life.
Oh, you think so?
Well, there was a rumor.
Oh, geez, sorry.
I heard a very good rumor, though, yesterday about Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Huh.
He owns XFL. He bought XFL.
He bought into it.
And the theory is he's been laying quiet, waiting for the NCAA to tumble apart because of name, image, and likeness, starting up a feeder league with the XFL. So these kids can go to there
instead of college. Develop
and make money. Mm. Okay. How about that? You didn't have to drink for 30 seconds. So there you go.
Yeah. So did you make this up? Or you read this? Or you... heard this when you were singing in the shower
a guy
and said
told
that
me.
To yourself?
A guy told me.
A guy that knew a guy?
No, I don't. It was just their theory. I'm not saying it's a...
Okay.
Yeah.
What would you say is the main grape in this?
Probably Petite Syrah.
Hmm.
Because I think two of the three, the main grape is Petite Syrah.
Yeah, so if on all three you say, I think this is Petite Syrah.
No, I mean...
You're going to get two right.
But the front fruit, I mean, the other one, Chilean, I would... Because I have to... My preconceived notions of the wine, I would think that the Akanga would be by far the most ghastly. This tastes a bit more premium, so I think this is probably... would probably be either the... And it tastes more Cali. I'm not sure what Akanga will taste like when we get to that point. But I'm sure it will be supernatural.
The only thing about this is I would imagine that the Cali one would have bad oaking, and this doesn't. Tell me, where's a conga from?
Chile.
Chile.
And then where's Concana?
And Cali.
Cali.
Livermore Valley. A conga is the Malbec Cab Sauvignon blend.
Or something. It has monkey penis in it.
Minus the sour finish, this is fine.
No, I'm not going to argue with you on that. I think that the front palate is passable, and it's fine.
But see, I've got the sour as more than just a finish. It's nearly all the way through.
Well, it starts in the mid palate. Yeah, I mean, there's a brief glimpse of, oh, that's decent front palate fruit, and then it starts into the
But also, as it progresses towards the finish, if you can look for it in there, there really is some robust savory fruit behind it. Like about where the tannins are.
Oh, I could see that.
I don't know what they did to make this so sour, but it's god awful sour, and it's ruined the wine. But there is something back there behind it.
There is some form of oaking there that's causing that sourness. Very cheap. I mean, a chip, not overly chipped, perhaps.
I don't know. So I can usually taste that a mile away.
But what if you don't? Here's the idea, though. What if you don't put the whole bag of mulch in the wine? You put a cup when everybody else puts 4 gallons. Okay, you're going to get elements of it. You could also do the staves.
Yeah.
I mean, there's all sorts of, you have plastic barrels with oak staves in there. Or is it staves?
Staves.
That's going to impart a little bit. It's just not done with deft touch. It's just not overly done either. So it's done in a minimalistic sense, but you still have a false version of oaking.
Yeah. Okay.
You know, it's just not overly powerful. And I don't think it's purple death all the hell.
It's not
either.
Purple death.
With purple death, you might even mask some of that on the finish because of that. So, you know.
Oh, it didn't make it.
I'm going to write down what I think this wine is. I think it's...
And are we scoring it now?
You can, yeah. We won't tell anybody, but... And I think... All right. So I have written down mine. What we're going to do, folks, is that Diana, what's it? Dirty Diana.
Dirty Diana. Yeah. Is it Diana or Diane?
I think it's Dirty Diana. It's a Michael Jackson song.
Oh, I'm not.
Dirty Diana. I don't really know what that was all about. Apparently, there's a woman named Diane that did not have good hygiene.
You'll never make me stay, so take your weight off of me. I've been here times before, but I was too blind to see that you seduce every man. This time, you won't seduce me.
I'm betting she didn't seduce Michael. What? I'm not saying why that was. I'm just saying it was unlikely.
You're a bad man.
Well, not as bad as him. So, folks, we're going to take a break. And then be right back with wine number two here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks, on to wine number two.
The first thing I said about this wine is, if we thought the last wine was dark, this one is black.
This is purple death. This one is purple death.
I have a black cup. Look, I have a black cup next to me, and they're the same color.
Yeah.
No, it's just death. You put your nose, your face into that and get a hit of that nose. It's just death. It's like death warmed over. Yes. It
has a maybe pine salt too.
Pine salt, but a wild residual sugar blackberry jam nose. Yeah. I haven't smelled a nose like this in a long time. Remember that wine Calibrate? That trash, epic trash. It had a nose like this.
I can't believe you remember the names of the bad ones. They like really, I like burns,
they burn into my soul.
I try to take them like out the back of my head.
Some of these might go out the back of your head. I'm afraid this one will go out the back of my head.
Yes.
I'm very nervous. This smell is what I thought the last one was going to taste like.
Yeah.
So when it was like not awful, it was shocking. But I think this is going to be more what I was expecting.
Possibly. Shall we?
Yeah.
Shall we dance?
No, this smells so bad.
Shall we dance? Becky drinking is
it,
first.
Is it too early for Brian Laundrie jokes?
Yeah.
It's too early. I can't.
Domestic violence is never funny.
No, but it's his body rotting in that where they found him. That's what this smells like. Was that too early?
Were you there?
Was that too early?
I don't see the humor.
No.
I don't think that was his body.
Oh, we have to talk about this.
No, we don't.
It's not spit out. It tastes...
It's a spit bucket. That's what
it's... No, I thought we had to...
It honestly tastes really watery. And then there's something awful in there. But it has like a... I don't know what.
No, it's odd. Isn't the mouthfeel like is watery.
Yeah.
It's odd.
Yeah.
That's so peculiar. It's
mouth puckeringly dry while still having residual sugar. It saps all the moisture from your mouth.
There might possibly be something like a black pepper, possibly.
Oh my God, I know. Oh, there's only one wine that this could be. Oh, only one wine could be this bad. This tastes like it has damp red in it. You know, that shit that you put. This has got to be the Akanga, right? This comes from the depths of the jungle where there's a witch doctor over a cauldron making this. This is like, how does it smell that way? Which is bad. And then taste in a whole new directionally bad.
Yeah, it doesn't on the palate. Taste anything like.
No.
The only reason I would say it's not a conga is because there's nothing vegetal in it.
But they wouldn't make anything like this. This is made somewhere around the equator. They wouldn't. I mean, they also make straight illegal drugs at the same place that they're making this. This is some backwoods camp where it's off the grid, but there are armed rebels that are guarding it. Holy, oh my God.
Okay, let's talk about this.
This is.
The only good point I think you've made about this wine is that the nose and the mouth do not match at all.
But they are they're equally bad in different ways.
Like the body in the reserve not being Brian Laundrie's.
That's also true. That's not him. I'm going to tell you something, Scott.
Tell me.
20 years.
Yep.
Someone's going to die in Mexico, and it's going to be him. They're going to find out it was him.
Did the...
he's going to be the one that's dead. No, he's going to kill again.
Did the hot dog vendor tell you this?
Hot dog vendor?
Yes, Lachenko.
Who's that?
Your contact in Bulgaria.
Listen, you're the one saying Dwayne Johnson wants to take over the NCAA.
I know, which is the most whack-ass shit I've ever
conspiracy
heard.
Theorist.
Oh,
so, but let's talk about this.
This is nauseously
talk
bad.
Talk about this wine or talk These about
this wine. This is one of the first
or about
wines.
How that's not actually Brian Laundrie's body.
Is that how you pronounce his last name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I tell you something else?
I hope so.
If you are running from the authorities and you have your family and perhaps other people's help, are you ditching your car outside of the nature preserve you're going into to hide? No. I would be like,
what if you're going in there to commit suicide because you killed your girlfriend?
That's not what happened.
But he didn't kill his girlfriend?
What happened is he had somebody, probably his family, take him somewhere where he could hitchhike, take him to, they went camping together as a family, and whoever was surveilling their family got him confused with his mom. They admit that, like the FBI admits that they thought they were tailing him and actually tailing the mother.
I know this.
So
whose body is that with his diary next to it? They killed someone else?
I don't know whose body that is.
Dental records matched?
Not his body.
I see why you don't talk very much. You shouldn't.
Easy.
Rob, I'm not even close to being alone in thinking that.
Okay.
I'm
not, am I?
Fact. There's a lot of other people think that. I'm not going to say they're conspiracy theorists, but... Usually the dental records are pretty accurate.
Yeah. I can't wait for 20 years from now when he turns up dead in Mexico. I'm going to be like, look who was right. And you all are going to be like, who even is that? I'm going to be like, do you remember? He lived in a van with his girlfriend, and I'm going to look insane, but I will be right. Ain't no way that's him.
I agree. You will be right that you look insane. So
easy.
I'm not
that
being
That doesn't
easy.
Even face me.
I know. Normally crazy people don't know that. So yeah, here we go. He just got eaten by alligators. He went there, offed himself, got eaten by alligators. Suits me. Maybe he got eaten. Maybe it was the other way around. That suits me too.
Think it was way too neat.
Neat?
Oh God, this one's horrific. Yeah, I just think that finding his body in the nature preserve where his car was way, way, way too neat. If I was going to disappear and I had my family,
he wasn't
to help
disappearing.
Me,
he went in there to kill himself. He's not hiding. He's dead. Mm. Dead.
Okay. I think that there might be some purple death on the end.
I wish it had a lot of purple death in it.
Yeah. It's death. It's just.
This is just so weird.
It is weird.
Because the first thing is it hits your palate. It really is. It's like water.
Yeah.
It has a texture of water. And it's almost tasteless at first, which is probably the best part of the wine.
Yeah.
That little microsecond where it's tasteless, like water. You're like hopeful. It's like maybe it's not going to be bad. Maybe it's just going to be watery. And then it happens.
Do they do purple death in countries other than the U.S.?
Well, let's just say this. I don't know where a conga was assembled. So even if it was from Chile, that doesn't mean that it was assembled in Chile. That means they bought shit in Chile and brought it to the United States, possibly. So we can inspect the bottle once we've ripped open these bags to find out exactly what the story about a conga is. But assuming that this is a conga.
Oh, yeah. In the American wine market, we tell everything about every bottle of wine that we make.
So... who knows how this has been? This particular wine has been assembled,
like, but that's a good question. Do they do purple death in other countries?
They do.
Well, they did something.
I would guess probably. I don't know.
Well,
it's a good question
because of the way it looks. Obviously, I mean, there's not a grape that does this by itself. Maybe they put shoe polish in there.
Petit Syrahs are dark. It's
not petite, but they don't have Petit Syrah in Chile, but it could be. I mean, Cocan, I don't know that this doesn't taste like something that an American winery would make. They would do it bad in a different way.
Are you saying we Americans aren't capable of this level of badness?
Although,
are you saying we can't perform the way other countries can?
It's the thing, though. You'd think a conga would have a more vegetal green pepper nose.
That's what I said earlier. This has no vegetable in it at all. It doesn't.
Well, not fresh.
There's maybe fresh. Some kind
Exciting.
Of black pepper in there. But there is no vegetable.
There's a rotten pepper.
I'm not saying a bell pepper. I'm saying a black pepper.
Well, this is the thing, though. Mm. That finish that we're also saying is tannic. It does have a vegetal edge to it. So that sharp, sour edge.
If you want it to be vegetal, go ahead. I don't see it.
I don't see it either. Normally, vegetal, bad Chilean, South American wine, the vegetal is like...
This is coming at you like a screaming locomotive of bad. So it's kind of hard to stop and watch the nuances of the train that's running you over. So,
oh, was that a hint? Train drops a Jupiter. Oh, sorry, drops a Jupiter train.
No, I don't think this is drops of Jupiter. I could be wrong though. The color that would make sense. The color.
Well, and I was gonna say like. The other musician that we know that's made wine, Snoop Dogg, his wine is this bad.
But it really was bad. I don't know if it was this bad.
I don't know if it was this bad.
I think Snoop's wine was, remember he did that rosé? Was it the rosé?
It was a red blend.
It was a red blend.
It was the Cali
red. I think he has like two or three different ones.
He might now. I think you're right. He has a line.
He does have a rosé. What are you doing? This is delicious.
Are you fucking crazy?
You poured more out.
Just to take one more sip.
Oh my.
You drank
one more sip.
What?
Yeah, that's one. This is one of the worst wines I've ever drank before.
No. No way. Robbie, you have a flair for the dramatic. We have drank so much shit that has physically made us ill.
I think that's one of the worst wines I've ever drank.
What was that wine that we drank and it burned our throats?
Was that Pepperwood Grove?
Yes. Yes.
I think about that all the time. Nothing even comes close to that because it like burned off the top layer of skin in your throat.
There was another one that
well, Chateau Souverain, that one.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah, that was bad.
We've had really, this is right there, though. Really bad wine.
Oh, yeah. This is bad. This is bad like those.
But we put a little bit of your water in here because I feel like it's stained.
I feel like I don't feel like I don't want to.
And you want to know what's unusual about this bottle?
Huh?
Somehow it's leaking.
I saw that.
What?
It is. It is leaking on the side.
Maybe it was when I poured.
It might have been.
It got down. I saw that too. You know, somebody may not have paint taped it very well.
Glass cannot contain that wine.
It's so funny. Okay, number three.
Oh yes, folks, we're gonna take a break. Because we'll be right back with the third of the Trio of Hell here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. On to wine three. This wine is not as dark as the other two. At all.
Okay.
I quit. No.
That's all we have to say.
It's more translucent. Yeah. Next time we're going to do this all by sight.
I think this is the Chilean wine. Smell it.
I did. Oh, man.
Smell it. It is the Chilean wine. Smell it.
I did smell it.
That's a stewy, gross, canned vegetable is what that is, isn't it?
It's hard to believe if wine number two was from California, how that works. I understand the way it looked and the way it smelled, but the way it tasted was so supernatural. I can't imagine someone from the United States doing that. But what can I say?
This, you know when you have stewed canned tomatoes, how they taste like the can.
Yeah, no, it just, yes, that's what it
that's
is.
That's what it smells like, canned tomatoes. Stewed.
Stewed. Tastes like the can.
Not the better like brands either. This is the Aldi cheapest.
How many times did I say?
Have you ever, so
There's no vegetal in that last one. It was bad, but there was not vegetal. This has to be Chilean.
Becky, I was hoping that was the worst we would drink tonight.
Rob, you forget.
You know what this nose is, though?
Remember how bad things can get.
You know what this is, though? It's not just stewed bad canned tomatoes. It's stewed bad canned tomatoes that you burnt. These tomatoes are...
It smells like the can.
Burnt.
Okay, this smells like the can.
Your memory. I'm like so shocked Why on your don't memory you be of bad quiet? Wine. Scott and I remember.
Don't you have to like do a drop somewhere under a bridge with a vanilla envelope?
Scott even had seconds of the last wine.
That's disgusting.
That's disgusting.
It was delicious. It didn't last long. It didn't last long.
We have
got
had
poured out.
Such worse wine. Including this one we're getting ready to drink. This is bad. You forget
we
how
don't
bad
know.
Wine can get.
We don't know.
I don't want to. I don't try to drink
it.
This.
Yeah, do it. You did this.
I'll drink
you go,
it.
No, no. It's make fine. Him go first. Make him go first. Don't do it.
It smells so bad.
It just.
Can I drink what's in the spittoon instead?
It kind of smells like.
Oh, like our blend we did last week.
If you smell in there, if you get your nose in there, it kind of has like an A1 sauce smell to it. Like if you had stewed tomatoes and you put A1 on it.
On the stewed tomatoes?
Yeah.
Burnt stewed
okay,
tomatoes
that's fine.
I with A1
that?
Sauce.
Do you smell that?
I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, that's probably true.
That's what it smells like. Steak sauce on tomatoes.
I'm trying to perfect the method by which to pretend like I'm smelling it, but shutting off my entire ability to smell.
Just reduce your olfactory sensations.
Are you
going to
drink it
or
do you want me to go first?
Where's COVID when you need it?
That it would be a good COVID test. Can you smell this?
This is a great COVID wine. I do not have COVID, apparently. I might get it from this wine, though.
Are you going to taste it or you want me to?
That and gonorrhea. What's that?
Do it. Be brave.
You're the one that bought it.
You did this.
It smells like BO in a
we
pizzeria.
Don't know that. There's a good chance that I bought it.
There's no way that this is anything
this
but
this is why
South
we're
American
doing it
wine.
With the paper bags on it, so we don't know who did this. This is a condo.
You know, Scott, he would call you out in a heartbeat for buying this, but now that he's bought
I
it, he's
bought,
wrapped it in a brown paper bag.
I bought
that?
A conga intentionally because it would be bad to punish you.
Me?
See, now the truth comes out
he
that
bought
the, I asked the question.
Well, after last week.
I asked the question earlier in the show if he did this show to punish someone, and he sidestepped the question.
But Scott
now,
buys...
He just
yeah.
burst
no, whoa, now he burst it out.
But
now
Scott buys these things because he thinks we should try them because he thinks they'll
so
be good.
This
okay.
This is a punishment to me?
Yeah, see, she did not
think
skip
that.
Over that.
Think of that.
If this is a conga.
You know what?
I would,
I'm proud to be American.
My rebuttal to that would be that the wine that you gave me on Friday night was the punishment.
Oh, you could stick that up your ass. That was a good wine. Not a great wine, but a good wine.
What was this?
Bueller Napa Valley Zin. Got a 92 from the Spectator. It's more of an 87, but that's not the
so
point.
It doesn't
Scott.
Matter. You've long since said Bueller's not that good.
Uh-huh. Thank you so
they
much.
They said it was claret-like in the review.
A Zin?
We've had cab-like Zins.
Okay, but that's claret-like.
Well, cab-based.
Okay.
I got me on that. I'm like, sure. And then, yeah, it's Bueller. It's still Bueller.
Bueller.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was.
Bueller.
It's not a bad wine. It's just very dull.
So you're backpedaling now.
Yeah. No. That's exactly what happened on Friday night. He gave me so much shit for not wanting to drink
I gave you a T-bone, too. And you hate that.
Yeah. I said, don't ever buy me a T-bone. I've said that 50,000 times.
I'll take a strip or a filet.
Okay, I don't like strip.
There's a filet there, too? Well, sort of. Not really. Here we go.
Defend yourself quickly.
No, I'm going to drink this
apologize.
Wine as to off myself.
That was the point. Drink the wine.
You know, if I die from drinking this, Becky will say I've eaten up in Mexico in 20 years. So what's the difference?
It
wasn't really Rob drinking that wine.
So mad. You just, did this to yourself.
I physically can't do
you
it.
You bought it.
Buffalo girls running around the outside.
You bought it.
Round
you
the
can't
outside.
Be mad.
Round the outside. Buffalo girls running around the outside. That's not a drink. That was
I can
nothing.
Hear him swirling it.
It was maybe like a tenth of an ounce.
How are you still swirling it?
Mm.
You're so stupid. He's trying to convince us it's good. He's about to gag. Don't throw up.
It's not what you...
Eat a piece of cheese.
Don't tell her what it tastes like. Let her find out for herself.
Does it taste like a dead body?
No.
No.
Poop?
No. Chalky.
Okay.
Drink it yourself. Find out. I really don't know what to think.
There's a really wickedly bad aftertaste. That comes flying in.
It's not done yet. I couldn't even douse it with water.
Oh my God, that thing goes on forever.
Big drink. First of all, folks, it's wildly sweet. There's a lot of residual sugar there.
It is.
Oh. And then the aspartame, because it's not sugar, because they were being conscious about calories.
Is it made with?
No.
It tastes like Sweet and Low.
I know it does. They don't put that in wine. But
don't put that in wine.
I know. They put something in there. Whatever it was. Sidewalk chalk.
That's hilarious. I've never... This might be the first time we've ever tasted Sweet and Low in wine.
Oh.
A wine vault first.
Oh, he drank it again. Scott, that'll kill you.
Yeah, I think it could.
I was really trying to pretend like it was good.
I knew exactly what you were doing.
That was really hard to do.
You almost made yourself vomit.
I did. I really did. But like a little piece of cheese flew it up. And like,
you really did almost.
Oh, I did. This is vomit inducing. Jesus fucking Christ. Oh, man. The first one is one, by the way. Just in case anybody didn't know. Oh, yeah.
The first one gets 100.
Compared to these? 300. And that's not even James Suckling. Aggregate score.
So this is the negative first one.
47.
Now maybe it is cumulative. So because we've had three bad wines, maybe it's cumulative.
The first wine is not bad anymore. It's great.
This one gave me a little bit of a head rush headache thing, so I'm thinking sulfites, and your cheeks are bright red. The sulfur.
Well, the second one also had a bit of a sulfite thing, but yes, this is also...
You're bright red in the face. Yeah.
I'm having an aneurysm. That's what that is.
My stomach hurts really bad now.
Oh, that's gross.
And I barely got any. I barely drank any. So you were quick to jump that the second one was a conga. Is there any doubt in your mind that this is Chilean?
No. I don't know if this is a conga.
What?
I don't know what to think anymore. I'm up one way and down the other. I'm spun around.
Bad.
It's so bad. I've never had a Chilean wine that's sweet like that.
Yeah, it's pretty. I'm
not saying that can't be a conga because it's lighter than the other two.
What, that vegetable though on the front?
It's not lighter than the last back. One. The last one was the one that.
Last one is
water.
Last one tastes like damp bread. You get this out of my glass. That's gross.
Yeah.
I'm not drinking on that. That's fucking gross. I don't know. I honestly have no fucking clue. I'm just gonna put. I guessed, and we can before we go to the break, we're gonna reveal what we've guessed. We're not gonna reveal what we reviewed. That is a man. I'll give that one a little bit higher score now because that's just mathematically not possible. But this is okay.
Tell me really quick, how much does a conga cost?
$3.99.
$3.99. Yeah. Shut up. Okay, hold on. And then how much did Con Cannon cost?
$6.99.
Oh, and then Save Me San Francisco.
$7.99.
Holy cow!
Both the last two were on clearance price.
Yeah.
So they were cheaper than that?
No, that was the
price. Oh, that was the clearance price. Yeah. Okay.
I think Con Cannon goes at about $10.99.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never bought it before. You have twice. You bought the cab that one time. We hated it. Never released it because it was awful. But, yeah, I think wine number one is, I'm going to go with, I don't know why, Concanum.
I'm going to say Drops of Jupiter.
Yeah.
What are you going to say, Scott?
Yeah, regular price Concannon Wine Searcher, $14.
Whoa. None of these wines are $14.
Yeah, B21, which is something we almost always get a hit on for online sales, $11.99. That's why I thought, like, $10.99.
I wouldn't pay $14.99 for all three.
So now, that's not saying it's this red blend, though. That's the cab. It's going to be all the same price point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or drops of Jupiter. So go repeat for me what you think's what?
Wine number one, I think, is Concan, and Becky thinks it's drops of Jupiter.
I immediately thought it was the Yakonga because it is. It was definitely the least dense of the wines. Huh? And the Petite Syrahs.
So we're gonna going to all be different.
Boom, Petite Syrahs, wine number two and wine number three because of the density of color.
I'm going to, hold on, I want to write these out too. Becky, Rob, Scott.
Okay.
I'm excited that we all think differently.
And that's true.
The listeners aren't.
That's true. On one.
Hold on, I'm not done writing down my notes. So you thought number one was Concannon and Scott went Chilean.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wine number two, I'm going to go with Drops of Jupiter for that one.
I thought you thought that was Chilean. You carried on and on and on about it being Chilean.
Rope-a-dope.
He changed his mind. He said that.
You're so lame.
I don't know what to think between the last two. They're both in the seventh circle of hell.
So. I think I swayed your mind. I think I changed your mind.
No, actually the color of the two wines changed my mind. So I don't think a Chilean wine would be that purpley inky.
That's what our kids say all the time. You changed my mind.
Uh-huh. And the last one was rat died in both of them, so what's the difference?
Hold on, what does Scott think number two is?
What do you think number two is?
I think it's Concannon.
You think it's Concannon?
I think it's Drops of Jupiter.
Drops of Jupiter.
So you're the same as Rob. Okay.
And Becky thinks it's Concannon. And then the third, I think it's a Conga.
Also a Conga. And you think it's Concannon.
Okay, folks. Well, we're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back and reveal. We're going to rip some bags.
What's that mean?
We rip the bag off the wine.
Oh, I thought that was a weird expression. No. Okay.
Fucking here on the Wine Vault. And we're back, folks. So, we're going to go through the wines 1, 2, 3, and we're first going to provide the scores that we are going to assign these wines.
I would, and then we'll, so then we'll have a reveal, we'll rip the...
Mm-hmm. The rip the bag.
It's a beautiful paper bag. It's like, yeah. But I want to have a recant of our previous discussions that this was going to be Olympic night. None of these wines gets gold medal.
No.
None of these wines gets a silver medal.
No, they don't even get a participation trophy.
None of them get a bronze medal. What kind of medals would they get? There was the fake Mr. Poop.
Yes.
Was on the chair.
On your chair, yes.
The winner gets the poop medal.
No, they get different types of poop. So the first place gets dog poop. Second place gets cat poop. Third place gets human poop. Here we go.
We can do better than that.
They're gross. Okay.
They are gross.
Wine number one.
Wine number one. I provided the wine number one with 83 of my points.
Oh, that's what I just wrote down as well for myself.
That's insanely high. 80. Really? 80.
Gross. You give it 80?
80. And I went back to 80, 78, 79.
Oh,
back to 80.
Actually was debating 83, 84.
No, you're fine, Scott. I had 82, 83. I don't mind you if you give it an 80. It's not a good wine.
No.
So anything south of an No 84s.
I honestly...
83 is top of the mark.
I wonder if I scored it that way because I was so shocked it didn't taste like number three.
How bad
I really
the other
think
four.
That.
The front yeah. palate...
Did you guys do your scores as you went along or at the end here?
As I went along.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, me too. The front
I'm
palate
really
was
really disappointed
okay.
both of you that you scored it that high.
And like you said, if we ate it with some sort of...
I love
of
you both, but I'm disappointed in your behaviors.
Trust me, I'm going to make up for that with the other two. Yes.
The grand reveal.
Yeah.
Now, once again, I thought it was Drops of... Or Concannon, Becky, Akonga, Scott, or Scott Akonga, Becky, Drops of Jupiter. It is, in fact...
Akonga!
Akonga, no way!
And, folks, so...
No
holy
way.
Shit!
Being the victor in this, I completely, as soon as I saw it,
wow.
recognized it was lighter and not strong enough... A wine
Whoa.
To be Petite Sirah. And then there was the slight vegetal, which we sometimes get in bad Chilean or bad Argentinian wines. Mostly Argentinian.
Well, it's the least manipulated of the three, so that would make sense.
Wow.
And it also, I thought, I hate Malbecs.
I was just going on the old-fashioned.
I don't hate Malbecs. It's just so many of them are bad. And I thought this is a bad Malbec.
Give me a little more Akonga then.
Wow.
To celebrate Akonga.
Wow.
Nice
yeah,
job,
you
Akonga.
Love it. You
it's
love it. It's an 83.
Nice job,
83.
Akonga.
That means you're going to buy it regularly and
I
serve it
like
at dinner
a
parties.
A splash to see if I that's plenty.
You're not going to waste it.
See, I have integrity. I don't want any of that shit.
We're toasting our winner.
Oh, they're toasting. Oh,
good job, Akonga.
No, me. Good job, me. The Akonga's not the winner. I'm the winner.
Still
here.
Smells like shit.
It really did.
Wow. It is shocking to me this wine costs $3.99.
$3.99? That's the best $3.99 wine I've ever had.
No.
I would.
God, it's $3.99.
I would say.
It's $2 Chuck's better than that.
No,
it's
easy.
Not. It's not.
I would say.
Yeah, it is. Absolutely.
I would say.
Absolutely.
It drinks like it is double its price point.
I'm going to tell you right now, folks, at $3.99, I recommend Akonga.
It's really cheap.
An 83. An 83 and $3.99, that's a recommended.
80 all day long.
80,
I
recommend it. I'm not sure what you're doing. If you're going to have a big wedding with people that don't even drink, you just want to have a red wine there.
Yeah.
I think there's much better $3.99 wines than this.
What?
Yeah, do it.
Yep, sure.
You want it to be cultural.
What is another $3.99 wine?
And don't say $2 Chuck.
The
De Rossi? What's that called?
Any of the $2
Chuck. No, what's that Franco thing that comes in the glass vat?
A glass vat? You mean a bottle?
It has like a handle on it.
Carlos Rossi.
Yeah.
I've never
Martini
had Carlos Rossi.
And Rossi on the rocks.
I'm
yes.
so impressed with that being, oh my God.
I
gosh.
Can't believe it. I'm shocked.
That honestly. is a shocking thing. So on to wine number
two. It wasn't shocking to me because I nailed it.
Okay, I
score,
saw that, I was
80.
Like, Scott is crazy.
80.
That's what I thought.
That's fine. That's okay. That's a win for Akonga, an 80 from you.
Did you think he was crazy saying that?
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Scott, I would have bet our house
at
number three.
I wasn't
Akonga.
Even trying to trace varietals on these.
Wow.
Well, it was just the one thing you had. One wine was going to be different than the others. Petite Sirah. Mm. Different fruit.
Wow.
Although identifying the different fruit in any of these wines is difficult.
Yeah. No, there's no variety. There's no characteristics of Malbec there. Okay, number two. I provided number two 70 of my points. I really don't care for that wine. Yes. 70.
I gave it an 80. I don't, I mean...
What? 78 of my points.
78.
Yeah. I feel like when you get to low scoring, it's like...
Yeah, for sure. 78,
now,
80, 75.
Before, Becky and I, or Scott and I both say it's Drops of Jupiter. Becky says it's Concannon.
Concannon.
It doesn't matter.
Oh!
Scott's winning.
Concannon as the bell. Oh, Jesus Christ. That was Concannon.
Oh, that really
Holy shit, man.
The last one.
Oh, save me, San Francisco. No one will save you. You deserve to die. Yes.
I.
You know, if, Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, huge, huge congratulations to Scott for getting all of these wines right.
That is, yeah.
That is very impressive.
To be honest, it was like a roll of the dice on the last two.
Yeah. Like, who?
I identified it as Drops of Jupiter and just stuck with that. I wasn't sure necessarily which was which.
Yeah, and for me, I don't know why I thought Gun Cannon was the first. Maybe because I thought because they make better wines, and they certainly wouldn't shit out something worse.
It really wasn't close that the Okanga was the best of the three.
Oh, by so much.
Not even close.
Yeah.
And honestly, that just had that sour thing.
Yeah.
That was the only flaw in it.
Yeah.
And it was really bad. Mm-hmm. But you could almost get past it because...
The air's hitting it, it's lightening up. It's better now. It's still there.
It's shocking.
It's not bad at all. It really isn't. Try it again. I mean, you're about...
No, he doesn't like Malbecs, though.
This isn't...
Here's the other thing, though.
Yeah, that's...
You're a varietal snob, so you won't drink a conga.
No, that's... But it's also like, that's the only thing wrong with this wine. It's Malbec. No, wines are so bad, folks.
The
so
other
bad.
Thing about Rob, though, is if he doesn't hate a wine, he will bully you into drinking it.
What?
You're an idiot.
She's got you figured out.
So the Kokana.
I wanted to like the Save Me San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I wanted it to be.
It's a cool wine name.
Goodish.
Save Me San Francisco. I love that.
I'm just not quite sure the absolute.
But if you're good.
Horror that thing is. It is insane.
It is bad, but it's not as bad as Concannon.
There's a line from As Good As It Gets, the Jack Nicholson, Greg Kinnear movie, and he says, "You are an absolute horror of a human being." Well, this is an absolute horror of a wine. If you're going to do something for charity, don't do this.
Well, it's so bizarrely made. And the fact is, it's you would think, based upon what they think it tastes like, it's going to be smooth, somewhat residual sugar based, and soft. And that's not that. That thing is an overly acidic, tannic mess. But it is, if you think about it, if you were on the surface, you can't be on the surface of Jupiter,
it's
but I'm stuff. Assuming that it is very similar to the atmosphere of Jupiter. Mm-hmm. So there's that. Yeah, you're just wondering, like, who would buy that? They're not. It's somebody that drinks cheap, shitty wine that is somewhat sweet. They're not going to like that. They're going to like the nose. Then when they taste it, they're going to wonder what the hell's wrong with people. So,
terrible. No. It's, and I forget the charity they were. Maybe homelessness. I don't know.
Yeah, that would be appropriate for San Francisco.
I just noticed it is a 2017, so it's not as fresh. As the Okanga.
Oh, that's the problem.
I was going to say, think about when that came fresh.
That's current vintage. It's what you can buy. So if it's,
oh, they have some cellared.
You bought that on wine.com. If you can buy it now, it's that is the current vintage. We've already established that as a rule. So then on to Concannon.
Just one last comment about the Drops of Jupiter.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect on its own.
No.
And also with barbecued chicken pizza. No, excuse me. Barbecued chicken pizza.
Oh.
Or spaghetti bolognese. Enjoy. And it is Pat and Train.
What if it was SpaghettiOs?
That's what it's appropriate for. No. SpaghettiOs deserves better.
Yes.
Well, it depends. This is a topic I don't think we've talked about.
SpaghettiOs?
Plain? Meatballs or with the Franks?
The Franks one sucks. So that's what I would eat with that.
I would. So I can't eat SpaghettiOs. I haven't had SpaghettiOs since
that's
I was.
Right. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
The boys used to love those.
Yeah, they did. I would probably say no meat at all because it grosses me out to have meat out of a can.
It's Chef Boyardee beef raviolis, the big ones, not the mini ones.
Oh, we did have, we used to talk about those. And your boys, Henry loved those.
Yeah. He would smash those.
Yeah.
But
we got on.
I hate SpaghettiOs. I always did.
We kind of got into a thing where, like, that's all he wanted to eat was that kind of stuff. We had to, like, really work on getting him out of that. Do you remember?
Yeah.
I would rather eat beef ravioli straight out of a can than eat SpaghettiOs.
Can I point out something?
Probably,
though?
Yeah.
To toot my own horn. I was the one that bought the conga, and you bought the other two.
You did it to be mean, though. You didn't know it was going to be good, so you can't toot your horn.
You're just scrambling. You're just scrambling for accolades.
It's not good. I mean,
you said you recommended it.
I do. It's delicious.
Jesus. I know.
So, the con cannon.
Scott and I are both over you today.
I provided this wine.
Oh, yeah, we have to do scores.
60. Four of my points.
It's not a conga. That bad.
Oh, wait, no. I'm sorry. I'm so confused.
Con cannon.
You gave it what?
64.
Oh, I gave it 60.
No. So we're in agreement at least of one thing. I think we got the. We had the rankings. The first one is the first best. The second one is the second best. Well,
the second one is.
And the third one is
the worst.
The worst.
What did you give it, Scott?
76.
The fuck is wrong with you?
It's not Cocannon.
What is it?
It's Coco Bond Vineyard.
Oh, sorry. What's that? It's not Cocannon.
You know, I was going to say, I was going to make a joke that it's not the real wine that he said it was, except it's not the real wine that he said it is.
Let me see that again.
Rebecca. Surprises literally no one.
Oh, what is it? What's it called?
It's not even close.
Oh, Coco Bond. There we go. It's Coco Bond. Where's it from? I'll give you a Coco Bond is terrible.
It's so bad. California.
Yeah, it's a red blend. It's at least a red blend.
It's a pretty label, though.
Not as pretty as the Save Me San Francisco.
Yeah, Save Me San Francisco is beautiful.
Oh, it has its own website. I didn't know that. In fairness. Oh.
No, there's no fairness.
No.
No. This is a very Scott thing you just did. Hilarious. You realize that.
That's great.
This is a very me thing.
I love it.
And honestly, a conga has a nice label. They're all pretty. I like this.
Oh, particularly for a $3.99 bottle.
Yeah.
We need to fact-check him on everything.
Coco Bond. Yes.
My stomach legit hurts now.
Red blend. Okay. They source their grapes from California vineyards to craft a rich, silky red blend with a soft, luxurious finish.
This even has a textured label. I'm surprised. Looking at these three, Coco Bond would for sure be the most expensive.
Got 93 points in gold. And we're back in 2018. And it's a combination of Merlot, Zin, and Petite Syrah grapes.
What?
Mm-hmm.
And A1 sauce.
Ooh, there's Coco Bond Dark.
Oh, God. I can't imagine.
A Congo is $3.99, so I did fact check the wine guy.
There's Coco Bond Roasted Oak Red Blend. What the hell that is. Oh, man.
It's a low-calorie wine. Serving size, blank. Calories, 120. So I don't know if that's per bottle, per serving size. In general, you're saying 5 glasses of wine.
But in fairness, bottle. I just read Cocannon makes Coco Bond.
No, you're making that.
Yeah, I did. Yeah. Folks, top tip. Before you put paper bags on wines, double check what's the wine.
Right.
I mean, seriously.
Well, it's like, how do you spell it? Well, I don't know. C-O- no, there's no L in
Who
it.
Who gives a fuck?
Well, you got that right.
By the way, Cocannon sucks, too. So there's all right.
We besmirched.
Why did you buy Coco Bond? What the hell is Coco Bond? You just buy things?
I think I bought a conga and you bought the Coco Bond.
No, I bought a conga.
I disagree.
You're
Rebecca,
wrong.
He's. Do you trust
I have
his
Scott's
judgment?
Side 1,000%. I don't even know what we're talking about.
Up
but Scott's right.
Your butt. So Coco Bond. Sorry, it's Coco Bond.
Roasted oak buttery Chardonnay.
Coco
Roasted
Bond.
Oak red blend.
I've actually been paid by Coco Bond not to mention their wine. That's why I said it was Cocannon.
Your bond paid for.
Basically.
So does that mean that I got it wrong because I picked Cocannon for the last one and it's actually Coco Bond?
Oh, you did get it wrong.
Well,
right.
We all did.
We did, yes. I just knew it was bad. I was shocked.
Wait a minute. Wait just a minute here.
And you made a joke.
You know who sells Cocobon?
No.
Total Wine.
Well, that didn't shock me. Is that where you bought it?
I've not been to Total Wine in 3 years. When was the last time you were at Total Wine?
What vintage is Cocobon? Who knows how long we've had Cocobon? You bring things in here like stray pets. I don't know where you got that from. You got that somewhere. Hey, look at this great value I got. I got Cocobon.
It's not a vintage on it.
Before we wrap up this episode.
What?
I want to tell about my
$6.49 a bottle
FedEx experience this week.
You have it tomorrow too. They're trying again. Me? They're trying again. You can't get rid of them.
So we had a FedEx guy that I loved. We've had a bunch of random people. Now
he's been gone for a while.
Yeah, he's been gone for a while.
He liked the dog.
And yeah, love the dog. Now we have this other FedEx guy that's like, he kind of reminds me of Johan, like really young, fun, nice guy. He cannot be more than like 22 or 23. And sometimes he'll leave the wine on the porch. And if he knows I'm on a work call, he'll like jump up and down and like wave. So I know the wine's there. He just is a nice person. He drives with a friend that I don't think works for FedEx, not to get him in trouble. But they seem to always be having a really nice time. I don't know that.
What does that mean? Could you be more specific?
Oh, they're like always listening to music and like happy. I don't think they're on drugs.
Another way. Why didn't I?
Oh yeah, no. I just think they're like living their best life. But on Friday, was it Friday? A woman came. I was on a work call and I'm like listening to it, and I went to the door, and she was like, "Oh, I'm gonna have to scan your driver's license." And I was like, "I don't even know where my driver's license is. I'm on a work call. Can I just have it?" And she was like, "No, not until I scan it." And so I just told her to take it again. So take it with you. I'm not going through that. I was so annoyed. We've gotten more than 7,000 wine.com deliveries, and they have never once scanned my driver's license. Yeah. They leave it on the porch 99% of the time.
They do.
Tomorrow when that guy delivers it, he'll leave it on the porch.
Mm-hmm. What if it's her? I think you need to make amends.
No, she was annoying.
True.
I think you need to give her the benefit of the doubt.
Why don't you make some more paper noise over there with a Cocobon?
I'm trying to see if there's a vintage on this. I think it's not vintage specific.
Did you get your Turley delivery this week?
What?
Your Turley ship this week.
Yeah, we got ours.
Yeah.
I got that too this week, and that's why I was like, I just got a ton of wine the other day, and they didn't ask me for my driver's license.
Apparently, that's disturbing. A big fat no, you did not.
Well, you need to look in my junk mail. Maybe my junk mail got my Turley, but I may have picked a later shipment.
It all shipped last week. But
no, there's two. You can always pick. There's, see.
Rob's attention to details, obviously lacking.
There's no proof of that, other than the Cocobon. Cocobon. It's Cocalan, Cocobon. Who fucking cares? All those wineries are jank and shitty, so it doesn't matter.
Non-vintage. You bought a non-vintage wine. Brought it on the show and blamed it on me.
This is what I bought.
I actually did buy a Cocanan.
I know.
And it's probably in the cellar.
No, we drank that. Well, we know. We had it and said, "This is terrible."
Not as bad as Cocobon. A funny episode would be Cocobon versus Concanon. Oh,
Battle of Titans. Get the double oak.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is...
It's a bad wine. I would say top five worst.
Wait a minute. It's definitely up for wine of the year.
This is from Argentina. It says right on the front.
Oh my God. You're pathetic, dude.
There we go.
A bat.
Close enough. Does it make a difference?
What kind of podcast do we do? Is it about wine or what?
Is there a difference between Chile and Argentina?
The other thing that Rob said multiple times is that Drops of Jupiter could not have been made in the U.S. Do you remember him saying that?
Yes, he did.
Mm.
Anything this bad?
Oh, that's the U.S. Because this lady reviewed Okanga, this Okanga, and she goes, "It's a red blend from Valle Central, Chile." So, but it was an older vintage, so maybe they switched it over to Argentina for 2020. That was the 2017.
Or maybe you just missed it.
Yeah,
you said. Chile.
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't matter. So, folks,
apparently it doesn't matter.
The Chilean, Argentinian, Californian slash whatever, Akanga is the victor. The rest of these wines are terrible, especially Kokanen.
Akanga's terrible too.
Well, it's not just not very good, but it's $3.99.
Okay, I'll give you that. It's just not very good.
And Kokanen is also bad, even though it wasn't technically part of this. Hey, man, they're not getting any other shows.
They're part of it. They just didn't have a wine appear on the show.
I will have to put an editor's note at the beginning of this episode, I suppose.
So, no. You need to
explain Scott's mistakes.
Oh, Lord.
So, folks, for Rob the Wine Guy, Scott the Unlicensed Taxi Driver, and the Triple B, we're going to bid you adieu. But see you next time here on the Wine Vault. Good night.